before the season even started, I knew Duvall was going to be back on our team somehow, some way. I just knew it.
Mike Trout might be one of the safest bets in history, to be honest.
As soon as that happened, it's like Gervonta Davis turned a switch and he went into kill mode. And
Terrence Crawford, there's an argument that he might be the most feared man in boxing right now. Not really seeing many names stepping up, calling him out.
If the MLB doesn't do something about it soon, we could potentially be looking at another, maybe like a mini steroid era scandal on the MLB.
Welcome to the All Takes No Whiffs podcast. Here are your hosts, Christian and Ahindi.
Welcome back to another episode of the All Takes No Whiffs podcast. We have a special episode for this one. It'll be an all baseball episode. We will be recapping the wild card round, and we'll also be previewing the NLDS and the ALDS. Both of our teams will finally be playing since they got a first round bye, so it'll be nice to be talking about that. But before we get started, if y'all want, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, and make sure you hit that bell to turn on notifications to know when we post more content.
Yeah, go ahead and find us on any of our social medias and let us know some of your takes on the wild card round and what's to come in the division series. Let's get it. We are officially past the wild card rounds. All of them are over. Quite the surprise, in my opinion, from a few of those series. But to get things started, I'm sad to say, but my favorite baseball player of all time is officially done because the Cardinals got whooped in the wild card by the Phillies, which surprised me. I picked the Cardinals to do the whooping, but I was very wrong. Alex, the guy who was right, let's see what's up. I want to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, before I get into it, it was sad to see Albert Pujols' last at-bats. I'm happy that his last two at-bats, though, he got two singles, and he hit an absolute missile for that last one down the third baseline. So it was nice to see him and Yachty go out on top, too, because Yachty got a hit in his last at-bat, too. So just wanted to say that real quick. But, yeah, I mean, I really expected Philly to win this series pretty easily. Their starting pitchers, Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, they're so good. They're probably top 15 pitchers in the MLB right now. St. Louis Cardinals hadn't really been playing that well down the stretch of the season, and their starting pitchers that they put out for those first two games, I mean, just not those type of starting pitchers you want in the postseason, to be honest. Mike Mikolas, I mean, you want some strikeout guys. This dude is a pitch to contact, and they didn't work out for them. And Jose Quintana, just not really been that guy in the postseason. We've seen him in the postseason before, and he's been good, but just not been great. And it sucks to see, because the St. Louis Cardinals were actually one of the better teams all season, and Philly just snuck in there right at the end. But I would rather be facing the Philadelphia Phillies than the St. Louis Cardinals in the NLDS, speaking about my Braves. But that's kind of just what I think about this series.
Can I ask why you'd rather face the Phillies than the Cardinals? Any particular reason?
Maybe because the last time we played the Cardinals in the NLDS, we gave up 10 runs in the first inning in Game 5. Not a very fond memory.
I feel that, and I see where the pain comes from, but
oh, and there's also another one too. The infield fly rule in Chipper Jones's last game.
I see what you're saying, man. At the same time, this is a new age for Braves fans. You guys got that title of that era before. It don't matter no more. All I'm waiting for now is us to win something, because you know, since 2009, I haven't seen a championship from the Yankees since I was a little kid. But regardless, this was overall, it was an interesting series because I was proven completely wrong. And I didn't listen to Alex's point about how the pitching was going to be the difference right here, because I didn't take it too much into consideration, but the Cardinals pitching really is not good.
Yeah, and also, I mean, the blow up in the ninth inning of game one, the Cardinals were up 2-0 going into the, I think it what was the top of the ninth, and gave up 6 runs. That just isn't going to cut it. I figured that would happen to Philly with their bullpen because of how bad their bullpen is, lowest ERA out of all the teams in the playoffs. But I mean, it is what it is. Philly won the first two games. It's only a three-game series, so they advanced and moved on.
Yeah, man. Philly's moving on. St. Louis, see you next year. But another real interesting wild card series in the AL this time. You got the Toronto Blue Jays losing to the Seattle Mariners. It only took two games. I guess if you want to call it a sweep, it's kind of weird. But Seattle, I predicted them to win. I think this was my only dub, to be honest with you. I'll take it. And even then, I didn't think it was going to go this smooth for them. Oh, I don't even want to say smooth because it took everything to win that second game for them. That was historic, though, as we saw. Insane. What's your thoughts on that, Alex?
Yeah, that game, too, was epic, to be honest. I wish I could have watched it. I had work, but, I mean, coming back down from 7-1, I think they were in the seventh inning or something. Came back, won 10-9 to win the series. That's crazy. And this, like you said, was going to be the best series, have the most fireworks, and I would kind of have to agree with you on that. Yes, the Mets-Padres series went to three games, but – I mean, the first two games were kind of boring, not going to lie. Same thing with game three. But this was a really good series. I'm happy to see the Seattle Mariners win, even though I picked Toronto to win this just because they haven't won in such a long time.
Hell yeah. And I get it, Blue Jays fans. I know you haven't had some success in a while, but Seattle, it's been over two decades now. This was long overdue, and it's dope to see when this happening for them when the Julio era kicks in for them. Julio Rodriguez, that's their young guy, and already some relative success. I'm not saying it's all him. They're a solid squad all around, but I just feel like this era for Seattle it's going to be highlighted by him and a solid squad behind him that we're going to be seeing in the postseason maybe on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be the case. Seattle is going to be one of those top teams, I think, in the AL for a while. They're not a contending team right now, in my opinion, but they're a few pieces away. They got the starting pitching. They're just a few pieces, I feel like, in the infield away from being one of those contending teams. And we'll see what they do in the offseason. But first, you see them play another round against the Houston Astros. Not going to be an easy series for them.
Yeah, but if there's a team I want to see get knocked off by an up-and-coming team, get these cheaters out of there. But besides the point, as for the third wild card round that we'll be discussing, you got the Cleveland Guardians against the Tampa Bay Rays. I was completely wrong on this series. Honestly, I don't think many people would predict an extra innings game going that long, though. But Cleveland pulling it off. Alex has been letting me know that he thinks Cleveland is like an underrated team. They're a solid squad. I haven't been able to hop on it, but I can see where he's coming from a little more now because Tampa, they're okay, but I was expecting them to put a little more of a fight in, but Cleveland did what they had to do. They weren't necessarily even exciting games, but now they got to face my Yankees. That's all I got. Congrats and sorry.
Yeah, and to go off what you kind of said at first, Cleveland is just that scrappy team. They just don't strike out that much. They put the ball in play, and they just play with a lot of energy and passion, and they're super young too. They got a super young core. Jose Ramirez leading it. That home run he had was against a lefty too, so that was really nice to see. And I mean, a 15 inning game that ended 1-0 on a walk off home run by a rookie is just absolutely insane. And what makes it even better is that the dude's walk-up song was the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song. And that just makes it so much more better. I don't know why, but when the first time I heard this guy come up, I was like, there is no shot. This is his walk-up song. And it ended right when he got in the box. And I was like, dude, that is epic. And it's just so cool that it ended up being him who hit the walk-off home run. Fourth rookie ever to hit a walk-off home run in postseason history. So that's kind of what I think about it. Oh, and honestly, going off of something else you said, Tampa Bay, really, I didn't think is that good this year. Kind of got lucky they got in the postseason, because some of those teams that we really expected to be better this year weren't, like the Red Sox and the White Sox. So those were two teams I was kind of expecting to be in the postseason instead of them.
Yeah, I feel that. And honestly, the Rays get a lot of credit for, you know, being this super analytical team and succeeding off of that. But I'm raising some eyebrows with the direction that they're going in. I don't see like a clear picture for them to keep being like, or not to keep being, but to replicate making the World Series in 2020, being that sort of team. Even then, the Rays have never even been that like loaded of a squad. You know, they have made the right moves, but I don't think they're in the position to make that next step anytime soon. That's what raises my eyebrows about the Rays, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, they're a solid team. It's just that they're not a contending team. Like, mm-hmm. They may be hovering around the wild card and stuff for the next few years, especially since how good Toronto is, how good your Yankees are, and with really how good Baltimore has looked this year. I mean, this first time they got 80 wins and I don't know how long. And they looked really good, though. But, I mean, this was honestly a really boring series.
Yeah.
Kind of glad it's over with and we get to move on to a more exciting, because I think Cleveland versus the Yankees will be a very exciting series, to be honest. But to move on to the last wild card, a wild card round that we're going to preview or recap. This one was one that we both got wrong. I can tell you, though, are happy, though, that the team lost. Is the New York Mets versus the San Diego Padres. San Diego won this series in 3 games, 2-1. And this was a crazy series, to be honest, especially in Game 3. I mean, the Mets looked absolutely desperate in Game 3. Buck Showalter calling out Joe Musgrove for the whatever he was using. I mean, dude's ears looked red and sweaty, but I mean, it was probably hot due to sweating. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous what went on in that. And I just think that they're trying to do anything to get him out of the game, to throw him off, just to do something. And it just looks super desperate.
I bet you love seeing the Mets making themselves look like some fools.
I'm trying to hold myself back.
Nah, bro, don't hold yourself back. I know you had a little something saved for them, but before you do get into those thoughts, I'm gonna give mine. The right New York team is in the playoffs this point forward. Well, they've always been. You know, we win divisions on this side of New York. I'm not even in New York, but that's besides the point. But yeah, the Mets. They definitely had a solid run this year, considering, you know, they've been really kind of a joke for some time now. But
still are.
Yeah, ended in the joke. And it's like, it's not even, I don't even think that they like faded like too hard, but the Padres just came to play. And to be honest, the Mets could not handle that.
Yeah, and I will give a shout-out to Starling Marte, though. Dude played through a fractured finger all 3 games. That had to be super painful no matter what he was doing. Hitting, fielding, throwing, it doesn't matter. I mean, kudos to him. That's got some guts to do, and I'm super impressed because of that. But like you said, the Padres came to play. They came out Game 1 against Max Scherzer. 7 runs he gave up. I mean, that's crazy. That's one of the best pitchers in baseball we've seen over the past 15 years. Jacob deGrom. I think he ended up getting the win in Game 3, but that game was tied 2-2 for a while. He didn't look good. He didn't look dominant. In Game 3, it was all Padres. There was nothing the Mets could do. They were shut out. They got one hit, and it just didn't look good for them. It's kind of ironic because that's kind of how their season ended, or it was going. They were playing bad. But I don't really want to say too much about them. I mean, they did blow a 10.5 game lead. That's really bad. You got swept by your division rival in the last weekend just to lose the division. And those 3 games were so crucial that it could have been flip-flopped We could have been the 4 seed and they could have been the 3 seed or 2 seed. So
only difference.
What was that?
Only difference, y'all ain't losing to San Diego in a wild card round.
No, I mean, I doubt it. I mean, the thing is, though, is Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom. You would think in a 3-game series that those are the only two guys you would need. I mean, Chris Bassitt, he said earlier this year he wanted to be that guy in a big game situation to get the ball, and he couldn't come through.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mets, they're going to have to make a couple other moves if they want to get into the mix next season. But as far as this year, it's looking like the good old Mets.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're in the running for this guy named Aaron Judge, which I know you won't be too happy for.
No, no, no. Aaron Judge hangs with teams from New York that are in the playoffs. Yeah, we don't
still. Because they technically did make the playoffs.
Yeah, no, but like right now, like at this point, the Mets, they're not playing baseball in October. Yeah, that's happening in the Bronx, though.
No, it definitely is. And now it's time to move on to the NLDS and ALDS. We got 4 really good series coming up. It's a 5-game series, best of 5 for each. So first one to 3 and... In my opinion, I really don't see too many sweeps coming up. But to start it off, we got the Atlanta Braves versus the Philadelphia Phillies. This is a division matchup in the division series, so this will be pretty cool. The starters are official for the Philadelphia Phillies, but only game one is for the Braves. It's Kyle Wright and Charlie Morton, who I would assume are game 2 and 3. Spencer Strider still hasn't been cleared yet, so we don't know what type of role he's going to have, if he's even on the roster. So, Christian, what do you think about this series?
Before I do get into the series, this guy that you mentioned real quick, I just wanted to mention real quick, you guys signed Spencer Strider long-term. That's another core piece for the future. That's about to be huge. You guys got him for 7 years, 75 mil, right?
Yeah, we did. That's but the thing about that, though, is like we already had him under control for 6 years. So, like, it kind of just does the avoid arbitration thing at the end for usually what rookies are. So, I mean, this it's not really an extension. It's really just an upgrade in his current contract.
Okay. Still.
I mean, it's still a lot of money. And it's someone who we need for the next 7 years.
Minimum 7 years minimum, because Strider, the potential's through the roof. But it'd be dope if he could get cleared and back for this series. But honestly, with or without Strider, I feel like you guys definitely have an advantage over the Phillies. You guys have the pitching over them, even though they had a pitching advantage over St. Louis. I think you guys just are more deep. The one thing I will say, which kind of is not that important against the Phillies. Your guys' bullpen needs to be on point, just in general for the playoffs. But when you're up against the Phillies, it's like it's hard to have a worse bullpen than them, even though they may be a little better than the past couple of years. Still, though, I just feel like on paper and just in general, the way the teams play, you guys are the clear better team, and I think Philly can make it a little interesting, like provide some quality baseball for entertainment purposes, but at the end of the day, I do think Atlanta is going to win this series.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely think the Braves are going to win this. We have I honestly wouldn't say the better starting staff. I definitely would say for game one we do. Ranger Suarez is a guy that we've hit pretty well this year, so I expect a game one win. Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, I mean, those guys do scare me, but we got Kyle Wright going up game two. Charlie Morton, hopefully he looks better than he has this year. There's been stretches where he's looked really good, and then there's stretches where he's looked really bad. So hopefully we get really good Charlie Morton, especially going up against Aaron Nola, because that start he had in game two, 8 innings pitched, 2 hits given up. I mean, first postseason start for him too. I mean, that's insane. But really, I think Philly, the biggest way they're going to stay in this series is Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's got to be a superstar. Bryce Harper's got to carry this team in my eyes. And if there's any team that he's had success against, it's definitely been the Braves. And I can definitely see that happening, but I hope it doesn't. But this is going to be a really good series. How many games do you think this is, and who do you think is going to win?
I'm going to be honest. I feel like I'd be overstepping a little if I said a sweep were to happen, but I do think that Braves are going to handle them pretty handedly at the end of the day, so I'm going to go Braves in four.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that. I think this series is going to be Braves in four too. I just don't think Philly has the bullpen to really back up their starting pitching. It's really hurt them all year long. The Braves' offense has been really good. And like you said about the Braves' bullpen earlier, if we can get six solid innings out of our starting pitcher, 7, 8, 9 is a wrap. We got Rossell Iglesias, AJ Minter, and then Kenley Jansen. Those guys have been absolutely dominant all year long. I'm tired of Braves fans complaining about Kenley Jansen because dude has had 41 saves this year and has led the National League in saves. So I'm tired of people talking shit about him. He's been one of the best relievers in all of baseball this year.
I feel that, and it's definitely got to give him credit where it's due. It's just hopefully he's gotten past that little rough stretch at the end. Definitely just if Kenley's on point for you guys, yeah, like you said, it's a wrap. It's a wrap because Kenley, when he's on, he's still, even though he's a little older now, past his peak form, Kenley Jansen is still a top reliever in baseball. And you guys, yeah, like that's a nice little three-headed monster right there. So even for this series included, Philly needs to worry about that. But I just feel like any team in baseball, especially in a playoff setting, you got to worry about that.
Yeah, and it's a real nice cushion to have because, I mean, Spencer Strider could be coming out of the bullpen too. That's being an option just because he's been hurt. So, I mean, we got plenty of options coming out of the bullpen. I mean, we're deep. We got depth. And I mean, this is just going to be a really good series, I feel like. I mean, it's a divisional series. It's a rival. I mean, it's going to be played with a lot of passion. And I mean, these are two of the best fan bases in all of sports, really. Definitely in baseball. I mean, these are two historical teams, and I'm excited. I'm really excited for this series to start tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel that, man. This is going to be a great series. And honestly, though, this next series coming up, though, I mentioned that I do want it to go a certain way, but you got the Houston Astros hosting against the Seattle Mariners. Houston all season, they have been one of the scarier teams in the American League. And then you got Seattle, who blew past Toronto, especially in a historic game too. And Seattle is just, they've had a crazy amount of momentum ever since that 14-game win streak. They've just looked like a team that could strike a little fear into even some contenders' hearts because they're playing with a lot of passion. They have a whole lot of momentum right now. But they're up against Houston, arguably the best team in the American League. So this is interesting.
And this is going to be a real interesting and scrappy series. I mean, we got one of the best teams in all of baseball the past 5 to 6 years against one of the new up-and-coming teams. I don't even know what more to say about this game, to be honest, because it's, in my eyes, it's kind of evenly matched all around almost. Justin Verlander is definitely the best starting pitcher out of all of the guys in this. Luis Castillo is pretty good too, but he's not going up against Verlander because he pitched in the wild card round. And these pitching matchups aren't official besides Justin Verlander. This is what we are assuming it is going to be. And if it is, I mean, all these guys are pretty good. Luis Garcia, it could be Lance McCullers there. Whichever guy that is, that's still going to be a hell of a matchup for game three.
Yeah, for sure. These pitching matchups are pretty interesting. My opinion, I would have to give games one and two to Houston with that advantage. Framber has just been insane this year. And I know Luis Castillo is filthy with his stuff, but I feel like I would kind of trust Framber a little more on the mound if I was a coach. And even outside of pitching, though, like you said, they match up pretty well. Houston's offense, when they're clicking, obviously they're super scary, but at the same time, they're not like this juggernaut offense. They do scrap things together at times and get things done. And then Seattle, they've been getting by any way they can for a while now throughout this solid stretch of baseball that they've had all this momentum in, whether it's the long ball or just some small ball. They're getting things done, and I feel like they're both similar in that sense. It's just that one team's reputation is a lot more, you know, established.
Yeah, and that makes sense, and that's probably why a bunch of people are probably going to pick Houston to win this series. So who do you think's going to win?
I'm in that same boat. I personally think Houston is going to win this series in four. But I could see other things playing out.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think that Houston's going to win this series. I think it's going to go all five. It's going to be a real scrappy series. All five games are going to come down to the last inning. It's just going to be a really good series, and I'm looking forward to this one. And maybe seeing Seattle move on. I wouldn't mind really seeing Seattle move on. I know you wouldn't, because you wouldn't have to play Houston if y'all won.
So. I'd much rather see Seattle in the championship series, but we got to get there first, so I'm not going to get ahead of myself.
And speaking of that series, or getting there, let's preview the New York Yankees versus Cleveland Guardians. This is going to be another really good series. Cleveland Guardians won their division. Still had to play the wild card round because they're the 3 seed, but all these pitching matchups are set already. Shane Bieber, Tristan McKenzie both pitched game 1 and 2 for Cleveland, so they will be on normal rest for Shane Bieber and an extra day of rest for Tristan McKenzie. But Christian, what do you think about your Yankees for this series?
All right, if everything is going well for the Yankees, I expect us to dominate these guys, but you know, this season for the Yankees has been quite the ride. At our low points, I feel like these guys could sweep us. But I'm hoping we're bringing it out the gate. And the pitching matchups are definitely interesting because the Guardians, especially game 2 and 3, they got some solid arms, especially Shane Bieber, former Cy Young winner. At the same time, though, I feel like our starting pitching has been relatively good for the most part for the entire year. And hopefully Gerrit Cole is looking like an ace to start it, because I'm not trusting of Gerrit Cole, to be honest, in the playoffs. So I would like to be proven otherwise, and this is the series to start it. But at the same time, this is not like – I wouldn't use this series to heavily indicate like how I feel about this run, because, you know, this ain't necessarily like a real contending team that we're playing. All due respect to the Guardians.
Yeah, I definitely see what you're saying. And y'all's pitching rotation, I don't think, is as good as Cleveland for this. But y'all's bats is definitely better, and that's where it makes up for it. Nestor Cortez, this will be his first playoff start. Luis Severino, he's coming back from injury from the past 2 years. He did look good in his last regular season start. 7 innings, came out with a no-hitter. But this is going to be a very interesting series. I think this is going to be a low-scoring series, to be honest. I don't think there's going to be a lot of fireworks like we saw in the Toronto series in Seattle. I think this is going to be just like the Tampa Bay versus Cleveland series. It's going to be low-scoring, and it's going to be a lot of good pitching.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. This could very easily be a low-scoring series, but at the same time, I feel like – with past history in mind, too, I feel like the Yankees could easily open the floodgates on Cleveland. And we've done them dirty in the past, in the postseason before. It wouldn't surprise me if we just turn up on them again. But, you know, like you said, they're pitching. They probably have an edge. I see what you're saying for sure with that. So that could make it a little interesting. But all I'm going to say, if we lose in the division series, I'm going to cry.
No, I feel you on that. But before we give our predictions for it, what do you think about Chapman being left off the roster?
That whole situation is interesting. And honestly, I'm glad. I'm glad he has not been productive this season. And he did not seem fully invested into what we're trying to do this postseason. So stay your ass home.
Oh, yeah, definitely makes sense. And don't really know what he's up to, but hasn't really looked good that this year. And honestly, wouldn't be surprised if he was just left off anyway, but yeah, it's whatever. Yeah. So What do you think about this series? How do you think it's going to end?
Realistically, I'm probably agreeing with you a little more than what I'm going to say, but I need to speak positivity for the Yankees into existence. Yankees are sweeping this series. We're winning this in three, but seriously, I would say probably four, maybe even five if we get pushed to that point. But my official prediction is three, because that's going to happen, and it's going to surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, speaking into existence, I mean, that's all that matters. I mean, I'm in agreeance with you. I think that the Yankees are definitely going to win this series, and I think they're going to do it in four. It's definitely going to be a hard-fought series, like I said. There's going to be a pitching duel probably in every single game, except for maybe game one. I think Cal Quantrill is a good pitcher, but I think the Yankees are going to tee off on him, to be honest. And that'll be a good lead for y'all for game one. But, yeah, I definitely think the Yankees are going to win this series in four.
Man, when we had the pitchers up, I was looking at Cal Quantrill, and I was like, there is an imposter among these guys. Nothing against them. Good pitcher, like you said. But I feel like the other guys that are scheduled to pitch, they have at least, even if it's just a little somewhat of a reputation, that they could bring it, especially in these moments. And I don't notice that too much with Cal Quantrill. But outside of that, I definitely, if your prediction is right and the Yankees drop one game but win the series, I could definitely see Cleveland winning game two with Shane Bieber on the bump, because that's their ace at the end of the day. And I know he bounced back from injury, but Shane Bieber's stuff is just nasty, and I could definitely see him giving us an off night.
Yeah, and he looked super special in game one of the wild card too. Looked back to his normal self, even though his velocity is down from where he used to be, but his stuff is absolutely disgusting. And good luck to the Yankees hitters.
Amen. Luckily, though, I do feel like we'll get past Guardians pretty, I don't want to say easily, but we won't be breaking the biggest sweat, because that's going to come in the championship series. Hopefully.
Yeah, and hopefully I'll get there too. But preview the last divisional series game we have. We got the Los Angeles Dodgers versus the San Diego Padres, another divisional rival playing in the division series. So this is going to be, I think, an epic series, especially since what the Padres just did. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and you can see it. I mean, you can see it in all the players' eyes. You can see it. And Manny Machado just looks like a different player right now, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I loved his reaction to the whole situation that happened last night with Joe Musgrove. He looked like a little kid just giggling the entire time behind the mound. It was hilarious. But what do you think about this game? Oh, before I get into it, the pitching matchups are not official yet for this one either. Clayton Kershaw, Julio Urias are scheduled to pitch game one and two. We just don't know the order yet. Clevinger is for game one, and game two, this is just what we're assuming, and three.
Yeah, man. Honestly, the Padres definitely bringing this energy that I wasn't expecting into this postseason so far. Unfortunately, I feel like they're just kind of running into a brick wall. The Los Angeles Dodgers this year kind of just seem like the best team in baseball to me, and it's just relatively annoying because they're doing what people would complain about the Yankees doing, and then it's like I'm mad about them doing that, but I got to understand. it's weird. But, yeah, the Dodgers, they're looking kind of unstoppable as of right now. Even though it's always possible for the Dodgers to choke, you know, they've got a little reputation for that, but they just, this year it's looking a little scary. Things are going well for them. And although the Padres are bringing this energy right here, it's a tough wall to climb over for them.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a tough wall to climb over. I mean, 111 wins, that's insane, to be honest. Fourth most wins, tied for fourth most wins in MLB history. And to be honest, I think that the Dodgers, they're not going to win this series easily, but the games that they do win, I think they're going to win it pretty easily.
I see what you mean.
They absolutely dominated the Padres this year. I saw a stat earlier today. They won 14 out of 19 games against them. So, yeah, that is a little domination of, on their end, but this is the postseason. It's a whole new ball game. It's going to be a lot of different energy, and I mean, these teams are rivals. They're going to be going at each other's throats the entire time.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. This is definitely the best series, I feel like, competitive-wise, on a personal level. These guys are they're not the main rivals of the Dodgers, but the Padres definitely bring it. There is this moment that people were asking, who's the best team in the NL West between the two, even though I agree with Alex for this, but Alex thought that that was always out of pocket. See what he's saying? But I feel like that stirred up a little bit of a rivalry, and I just feel like even though the Padres aren't coming through full force, they don't have all everything yet, basically just Tatis, really. But I don't especially knowing that the Dodgers won 14 out of 19 games this year against them. It's looking slow for the Padres.
Yeah, it definitely is, and I mean, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if the Padres did win this series just because of how heated the rivalry is and how well they are playing, mm-hmm. but I still just don't see that happening. So, and with that being said, how many games do you think this series is going to last?
I'm going to be honest with you. I know the competitiveness that the Padres are about to bring to a semi-rival in the Dodgers, but I think the Dodgers are so much better that they are going to sweep the Padres. Dodgers in three.
Yeah, I agree with you on the part that the Dodgers are going to win. I can see them sweeping. They're the best team in baseball by far. 111 wins on the year. But I do think that the Padres will sneak a game out, especially if Joe Musgrove is pitching in San Diego at home where he's from. Especially after that start yesterday, I think that he looks really good. He looks like their best pitcher right now. And I think that the Dodgers, besides facing him, will probably have pretty good success against everyone else.
Yeah, I have trouble not seeing the Dodgers kind of cooking the Padres at the end of the day with how stacked their lineup is. You mentioned this to me a little earlier today, but Freddie Freeman having a case for being the NL MVP, I feel like that went under the radar for me personally for the whole season. But you got him leading the way. You got a guy in Mookie who looked like he was going to be the MVP this year at some point. And then you got other guys like Trey Turner. And then you got a solid starting rotation being led by Julio Urías with the second best ERA in all of baseball this season. He's been solid for some time now and consistently solid, but he definitely steps up in the playoffs a good amount, so that's going to be another huge factor for the Dodgers. But, yeah, I just feel like the Dodgers a little too stacked for the Padres in this scenario.
Yeah, the Dodgers are a little stacked. I mean, 111 wins. I mean, that's pretty good, I guess. But we have a stacked divisional round, I can tell you that. I'm excited for all of these series, to be honest. We got all four games on Tuesday when they start, so that is something cool to look forward to. I don't know why, but the AL teams are taking Wednesday off, and then they play Thursday, so that's kind of interesting. But I'm really looking forward to this divisional series round and to see who moves on to the championship series.
Yes, sir. There's the Vision Series round. It's about to be lit, and postseason baseball is here. It's a good time of the year. Unfortunately, after all this quality postseason baseball, it's going to be a long off season. But let's enjoy this while it lasts.
And that does it for another episode of the All It Takes No Whiffs podcast. Another great episode. Just a baseball episode this week. Great talking about the wild card round. Great round. And we expect the same for the divisional series round. We hope for another solid round, and hopefully our teams can prevail and move on. But before we get out of here, make sure y'all like, make sure y'all subscribe, and turn on notifications so know when we post new content. And also make sure you follow us on any of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at ATNW Podcast. And you can also follow mine at ahandy2215.
And if you guys want, you can find my Twitter and Instagram at Christian_S52. That does it for another episode, though. Next time you guys see us, we'll be chopping it up for some boxing, and then we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming. But until then, peace.